While we may still be in summer for now, but counselors here in the region are already turning their eyes to winter, thinking about the holidays and what'll happen to those discarded Christmas trees, or rather, what may not be happening any longer. Our regional committee voted 13-1 in favor of moving on from its usual curbside tree collection program, citing high costs and low participation in the annual effort. Even though that vote passed, counselors had their voices heard on concerns over scrapping the program, including Counselor Doug Craig.
We're also saying to the public, we're taking this service away from you. You're going to have to figure it out or pay for it. And we're also raising your taxes next year. I mean, the optics aren't great in how we're dealing with this.
Other counselors questioned how such a program, which collected approximately 3,900 trees each year, was costing the region upwards of $540,000 to run. But they say there would still be a plan in place for the shift next year, instead moving to a charity donation-based model next season. And they say, similarly to a system done in Guelph, residents could pay a minimum donation amount in order to have a nonprofit or volunteers come around to collect those trees. They say that'll trim down regional costs, all while helping a local charity in the process. While that vote was passed at the committee level, it'll still need to go to council for a final vote coming up on September 23rd. I'm Justin Kohler.